if all things are created out of man's human imagination, well then, let him start imagining what he wants to be. And if he does, success will follow him. But in the meanwhile, try to prune the plant. Because when you hear for the first time that your imagination is God, it's an awful shock. So when you first find that the vine spoken of in the Bible, I am the vine of eternity, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, and you discover what that vine is, my imagination. Well, then the whole thing went into leaves, useless leaves and branches. It was not producing grapes. And I start to prune the tree by observing what I'm imagining in the course of 24 hours. Becomes a habit. Then the next day, I do a little bit better. The third day, better still. By the end of a week, I am in the habit now of watching what I'm imagining. And don't wait. Instantly prune it. Stop it. Stop imagining. Don't indulge yourself. I have heard people say to me, but just one more second. It's such a pleasant thing to tell him all. And so in his mind's eye, he's telling off someone, all in his imagination, knowing he's going to reap the fruit of it. Now, if you know that, you aren't going to simply spend an extra 5 seconds of precious time in finishing that emotion. Stop that emotion and get on a new trend. And then that's, you prune the plant. And finally, that plant's going to reward you with clean, full clusters because you wisely wounded it. And then you keep that vine going, and the vine will pay enormous dividends. I know from experience. When you go to bed at night, let your last thought be something noble, something wonderful. You are now, or those you love are now, what you would like to be, and drop off into the deep in that state. And make it a habit. As we are told, you plant a seed. And then the seed becomes an act, and the act becomes a habit, and the habit becomes a character. So if I seem to repeat myself, it's because I have to. Because if anyone here tonight could honestly tell me that in the course of 24 hours, they have observed what they were imagining and had not a thing to find fault with, well, I would like to hear that. And I will not call you a liar because I'm not here to judge. But it would be a marvelous thing if you could tell me that. But I know that all of us are victims of habit. And we get into the habit of this internal conversation that are not pleasant. And we think that no one observes, no one sees. So as we are told in the book of Ezekiel, he said, Son of man, go down and see what the elders of the house of Israel are doing. So I went down to the house to observe the elders of the house of Israel. And there they were, each in his own room, carving on the wall. What wall? The wall of your own interior, the wall of this skull. And they're making abominable things. And they say, well, no one sees us. The Lord has forgotten us. They thought because they did it in the silence that no one knows, when the only reality is their own wonderful human imagination. And that is fully aware of what man is doing and rewards man, good, bad, or indifferent, with his imaginal act.